If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Every week, the devil has you living from check to check. That's the Amalekites. The Amalekite means past. It means it speaks of your past. Because you're so accustomed to living that way, you're comfortable, so much so that you call your weekly paycheck God's blessing. And it ain't. It's your Amalekite. Because you're afraid to lose it. And God can't bless what you aren't willing to lose. Even Jesus said, if you hold on to it, I can't do nothing with it. But if you lose it, I can bless it. And the devil sits on your shoulder and he tells you the same thing. Yeah, well, look at, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This, I got my paycheck. That's your Amalekite. That's your past. You're used to that. And when you're stuck in that past, here comes the Amorite. Amorite means negative speech. Here comes that Amorite. You know you can't lose that. You got bills. You got bills. You got to pay bills. You think God forgot your bills? The Bible says, I got your name in the palm of my hand. If God remembers you, then he remembers what you need. Now, we came to Jesus, and there are people in ministry who capitalize on our racial ignorance. And they make you a victim. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They'll come into our churches, and they'll say, all right, the Lord is saying, there's 100 of you right here. You got $1,000 right here. Come on, stand up right here. Come on, praise God. I feel him. Come on, stand up. Because they know that we are those kinds of people. We don't think because we want to see, we believe that God's a Democrat and he's got a whole lot of programs for us. When God already gave you a plan in the Word of God. And you don't need to fall prey to emergency giving. You don't need to fall prey to the burden. That's why Paul teaches over in 2 Corinthians 9. He says your giving should be cheerful and it should be without constraint, without bondage, without you being forced, not by necessity. Putting pressure on you. God says there's 100 of you right in here who need to love your enemy. You'll never hear that. God says there's 50 of you over there that need to stop backbiting. You don't ever hear that. But you hear, God says there's 25 of you right here. You got $1,000 to give. And here we are. Oh, bless the Lord. Knowing that in our hearts there's somebody that we hate. Why would God communicate my pocketbook without communicating my heart? And so like these 12, we get the fruit. Yeah, we walk out. Oh, man, look at all these grapes. Oh, hallelujah. Though God was in the building. But they're a test. And with every plus comes a. And with every minus, there's a. With every plus, there's a. So every move of God brings a satanic desire. Everyone. Peter sits around, Lord, I'll never leave you, God. If everybody else leaves you, whoa, I will be right there with you. Jesus says, Satan has gone to God and asked for permission to test you. And in the Greek, that you is plural. He's saying all 11 of you. He's gone to God to get all of you. He said, but I prayed for all of you that your faith don't fail. But Peter, when you are converted, strengthen your brother. On the heels of Jesus, I'll never leave you. Satan goes to God and says, give me Peter. In fact, give me all of them. Because if you notice, the Bible said there was nobody that was with him. We love the grapes. We love the pomegranates. We love the figs. But what about the giants? How do you speak? This passage teaches us that when you speak the language of faith, this passage tells us that every time God is about to bless you, the devil comes with something to discourage and harass. And I got an anonymous letter. Now, usually I don't respond to anonymous letters because they're never positive. Because if it's a person who wants to say something positive, they'll put their name to it. So when I saw it was anonymous, I tore it up. I did. I tore it up, and I threw it in the trash can. Well, the Lord spoke to me. He said, get it out of the trash can. I said, get it out of the trash can. He said, read it. Dear Pastor, I am appalled at your blasé treatment of the Lord's honored 10th. You stand in your pulpit and you make fun at how people, your congregants, and visitors count it out. The 10th was okay for Melchizedek, the king of Salem. Why is it not good enough for you? Is it that the lowly 10th isn't enough to get your mortgage-free church expansion project completed? Well, maybe you should reconsider the project and consider the feelings of the people. Yes, the 10th is old and from a time long past, but some things are time honored and the 10th is one of them. The Lord will never reject what he has instituted, and neither should you. You should not try to change or make fun of it. It is a blessing that you weren't around when the widow presented her 2 mites. You would have in all probability laughed in her face. I think you owe the people an apology, don't you? I'm just saying. The Lord, when I had to tape it back together, and the Lord reminded me of Sennacherib, who wrote a letter to Hezekiah. And the Lord said to me, he said, tell this to the people. That letter just confirms that we're building that church. Because the devil would not have sent it if nothing was happening. God is on our side. And as long as we continue to speak the language of faith, I'm telling you, God is going to bless you. Because it's not my mortgage-free church. It's God's mortgage-free church. And every place of worship he built in the Bible did not have a mortgage. And so we don't have to have one either. And if he's got to send the money from California. So devil, you took your shot. You lost. Now get out. Because the people of God are going into the promised land. We're not satisfied with grapes and pomegranates. Hallelujah, we want the silver and the gold. We want what God has for us. We're not settling for pomegranates and grapes. God has raised us up to be an example of his power. No devil out of the pit is going to stop the Bethel train. Hallelujah. I am excited. I love it when somebody challenges God. I love it. I love it. The Lord has led me to go on a series of meetings and do 2 days of life, hope, and healing to replant his banner throughout the land. This is why I've been stressing you to go to school and get the language and get the Bible study so you can help me. Because everywhere we go, we're going to set Bible studies. God is expanding us, and I need competent, qualified individuals with character. It is time for us to move into our true assignment. I'm waiting for his final direction as to where to start and to look for venues as to where to have these great services of healing and powerful demonstrations of the Spirit. We've looked into the promised land and we're not running. Amen. People need the word of God. And we are going to take it. And I can't do it alone. Going to Africa to train pastors. They've been contacting me, and as I told you a few weeks ago, the Lord has given command for me to go. What we take for granted, they are straining to have. But they want this. They want us to establish churches. Can you imagine Bethel Deliverance International Church of Zimbabwe? Of Ghana, of Nigeria. Brother called me last week and said, the Lord wants you and I to go to the Caribbean. I said, let me pray. Before I could get the words out of my mouth, God said, go. He said, and start in Jamaica. The Lambert is going back home to bring Jesus to Montego Bay, to Clarendon, to Kingston, in a series of three-day meetings, because the world is hungry for truth. I want to be able to leave you in a little town for 2 days, and you can cast out devils, lay hands on the sick while I go to another town. The devil tried to stop us, but we are moving forward. Like Caleb, we are moving forward. Amen. God owns the cattle on the thousand hills. And our needs, our monthly, our weekly budget is nothing to him. I believe that tithing is where you start. But at some point, you ought to grow to as you want to be blessed. And that's Bible. In November of this year, I'm doing a three-night revival here. It will be a healing revival. 3 nights in Bethel in November. And it will be healing. And we're going to focus on that. We just finished 6 weeks of healing school on Wednesday. And it's time for those principles to be put to work. Because God doesn't want you sick. But you got to say what God says. And stay in faith. It shall be well. It is well. Amen.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08215A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news. Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise.